Welcome to the second episode of the Beyond Boundaries with Fantastic Four podcast. I'm your host and HP Business Development Manager at TD SYNNEX, Jack Dark. In today's episode, we'll be exploring the HP and Intel partnership to find out what makes this combination uniquely beneficial to businesses, as well as learning more about Intel's latest processors and what drives the company's innovation. Joining me for today's conversation is Daniel Herrera at Intel. Daniel, thanks for joining us today. I've had the pleasure to collaborate with you before on different events and presentations. But can we begin with the first question and let you tell everybody what your role at Intel is and some of the background?
Sure, Jack. It's always great to connect with you again. So, hey, everyone. My name is Daniel Herrera. My title is Sales Development Manager, specific to HP. So what that means is that when it comes to the U.S. channel market, but actually all of North America. From an Intel perspective, I owned our investments, the F4 program that we have in place with partners, and of course, I'm dedicated to make sure that TD SYNNEX gets the best possible support from both an Intel and HP perspective, right, with our joint efforts. So it's a pleasure to be here and thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And you do such a fantastic job. I know our partners are in good hands anytime they can connect with you. Since we're talking about the HP Intel TD SYNNEX partnership, can you tell us some things that make the partnership so unique?
Yeah, you know, from an HP and Intel perspective, like I think there are two main components to the answer to that question. First, if you look at the past, we're talking of a collaboration that goes beyond 30 plus years. I mean, and that just speaks volume to the level of trust, the level of commitment that exists between both companies. But I think that the highlight here, or the second part of my answer, is the future, right? When we look ahead to what's coming, not only for 2024, but even beyond this year, for the next 5 to 10 years, it's really exciting to see that these two massive organizations, they are aligned to the same vision. That what's the expression? They have the same North Star per se, right? The same guiding principles that keep pushing us forward. And just the fact that we're executing day in and day out to make sure we make our joint vision a reality. So I think that's the highlight for us.
Absolutely. And so when it comes to those Intel priorities, you know, what main objectives are driving the company's innovation currently?
Yeah. You know, there are a lot of key principles that come into place when we are driving the innovation of our products. And I'm going to, for the sake of this conversation, I'm going to be highlighting three of them. The first one, I think that it's top of mind for every single customer right now, is security. AI is for sure bringing a lot of excitement, a lot of great benefits that are going to really empower the user to be more productive. But we're also aware of the possible threats that this technology is going to generate. And I think that going into this year and even for the next coming years, security is going to be top of mind. And now customers really need to make sure that they have the best possible hardware to be protected against these next level threats, right? And I think that the only way to do that is by making sure that, at least from a processor perspective, Intel is providing what we call hardware-based security. So in very simple terms, you know, if you think on a high level of the best possible security value proposition, it should provide an offer above the OS. So that's the ISVs, the applications. The OS itself is the second piece to it. And then, of course, below the OS. And that's where Intel comes in with our, we actually cover that full spectrum, but we highlight the below the OS offer with our hardware-based security, making sure that customers have the best peace of mind against the threats out there.
Very cool. And you know, what almost comes to mind to me is that, I think it's Spider-Man that says, with great power comes great responsibility, right? And I think that, you know, innovation, power, and we're so aligned, HP and Intel, when it comes to sustainability and security, and we appreciate you sharing all of that.
And also, if I may, Jack, just to complement that question, you know, the other two components to the to what we're driving here. So the second one will be also sustainability, right? It's something that I wanted to just highlight, the fact that if we look at the other silicon providers out there, Intel is the only one that fully has that level of reach to the two main sides of the spectrum. So that includes the fact that we're driving the design process of our products, but we also have that huge presence on the manufacturing aspect of things. You can see our investments here in the United States on the manufacturing side. So the fact that we're able to control those two sides of the spectrum really empowers us to provide the best offer, the best value proposition when it comes specifically to sustainability. And just real quick, the third element that I wanted to highlight is what we will denominate as the best user experience, right? In this case, specifically to AI, how can we make sure that we're offering the best value from an AI PC perspective? An AI PC basically is a computer which physical components are fully enabled to run, you know, these demanding AI workloads and provide those high levels of productivity for customers. So in this case, the fact that with our latest generation of processors, we're fully empowering, where that power source of the AI PC is something that excites us a lot. And just to sum up, those would be the three elements, Jack, that I would highlight that drives our innovation. So it would be security, sustainability, and the fact that we are fully committed to providing the best user experience.
Absolutely. And I think that's why Intel is thought of as best in class and why HP and Intel are so committed to our partnership. And you touched on AI in that response. And, you know, I'd like to hear a little bit more. And for our listeners, you know, what is the new generation of processors? What are going to be the differentiators there related to all of the capabilities?
Yeah, no, for sure. I think this generation is something that we're super excited about. And the actual branding of this generation is Core Ultra, right? And even, you know, you might hear the press refer to this generation as Meteor Lake, but basically the main branding is Core Ultra. And what makes it so unique is the fact that now this generation, again, just to reinforce that message, is the power source of the AI PC by offering three main components, right? Of course, the CPU, the integrated GPU would be the second one, but the third one is the one that I'm really excited about, which is the NPU. So basically that's the neural processing unit. What that means is that the NPU, think of it as our dedicated AI engine that increases performance per watt. What that means is that it helps us to make sure that the device itself is managing the compute power in a more effective way. And this has a positive impact and provides benefits to, you know, the battery life, the application performance, right? Just if you compare the gains or just the level of increasing performance from this generation to the previous one, we're talking of at least a 47% increase in performance thanks to the NPU. So of course, I'm not here to just drop, you know, benchmarking data, but it's something that of course is driving our efforts. And that's one of the main things that makes these generations so unique and special.
Definitely. And I feel like battery life, right? The work never, you know, it's always there. We're on the move or trying to go. Things like that are really important when we think about the use cases. And I know you, in your role, do a lot of traveling, presenting, connecting with our phenomenal partners. Are you implementing anything personally related to AI that you're finding makes that work easier in your role?
Yes. Well, I've been playing with Copilot for the last couple of weeks, and I think I find it super useful, specifically with Excel, right? When I have a lot of data to go through, I think that I can really quickly assess or see the trends from the data that I'm playing with in Excel. But sometimes just by using Copilot the other day, I was able to cut some points that I didn't notice before, right? So you can ask the tool to provide some additional insights to what you are already seeing. And that really like provided me another perspective on the data that I was analyzing. Basically, you know, I uncovered a blind spot that I had through that analysis. So, and that was using Copilot and of course, one of our AI PCs with Core Ultra.
That's just fascinating stuff. You know, when we think about working smarter, not harder, different perspectives and using the innovations of yesterday and today to where it's going to propel us. And, you know, I know future was something you touched on earlier, and it's just all such exciting stuff. And I think why we all love being in this industry and part of our manufacturers. Before we wrap up today, I know we're kind of cutting it closer to the time. Is there any last messages you wanted to share with our listeners today?
Yeah, for sure. So basically, I think that I will start with a thank you message for, you know, thank you for the partnership. Thank you for listening. Thank you for that trust and believing in our technology. But the main thing, if I can sum up in a very simple way, the value proposition of HP and Intel is the fact that this next level of AI PCs are providing the best security, are providing a very significant increase in performance with the applications that you use on a daily basis. And the third one, that you have that peace of mind, the sustainability aspect is being covered. We're making sure that we're providing the best possible security. So really, when it comes to a holistic solution that provides the best value out there, I think that HP and Intel were for sure taking the lead on that front. And just something that I wanted to also highlight, If you compare Intel, to my competition, I think something that really sets us apart is the fact that we're driving a very close collaboration with over 100 ISVs. Remember that each one of these ISVs, they're gonna release their own AI application this year and in the future. And when that happens, the message is going to be that it runs better with Core Ultra, with Intel. So I honestly, I invite all customers to make sure that you take advantage of this technology, because I was looking through, the data and just as we were assessing the market and what's coming. If customers, they don't leverage this opportunity today, this technology today, they're going to be losing at least, 4 years of productivity. So the time to refresh, the time to go and take action is now with this technology. So overall, thank you for the partnership. And at the end of the day, Intel and HP, we're here to serve. And thank you, TD Sanis, for this great partnership.
Thank you. And that's all the time we have for today. Daniel, I want to thank you for stopping by and chatting with us. For our listeners, if you heard anything today you'd like to hear a little bit more about, I invite you to connect with Daniel and myself, connect with our teams, find us on LinkedIn. We're happy to continue the conversation together. And thank you for listening to this episode of the Fantastic Four Beyond Boundaries podcast.